Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I'm Eric Terry.
Konnichiwa, I'm Kelvin Wong.
And I am Zach Murillo from The Jukebox.
And on today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about the thing happening in Japan, because everybody knows what's going on there. And also, we're going to... I posted a link from the Toronto Sun about a really weird news story. And also, don't forget, 20 questions this week, guys. And awesome poster... we're not talking awesome prize this week, and this and much more coming up on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, so to start off the show, everybody knows the tragedy that's happening in Japan right now. As you all know, the tsunami hit last week.
Well, first it was an earthquake.
Tsunami, and then a volcano.
Yeah, now a reactor.
And now there's the nuclear reactor problem in Japan as well. So there is a lot going on over there, and I believe that Japan is definitely in need of our prayers, if you believe in such things, of course. So
if not, donate money.
Not necessarily. Just keep in mind everything that's going on there. So in honor of everything that's going on there, we're gonna do a quick little prayer for the people of Japan, and then we're gonna have a minute of silence, and followed by that, we're going to play a song by Starfield called "Hold the Hand That Holds the World." So if everybody out there who's listening, could we all just bow our heads and just take the time and turn off any other devices and just listen. And if you're distracted by YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, just kind of put that away for now. We're just going to do a quick prayer for the people of Japan. Dear God, we know that people of Japan are in so much trouble right now. Not so much trouble, but you know, they're going through quite a lot down there. And we just pray that you help bring them together, and for you to just fill that country with your grace and your love and your peace. And for people all over the world to any way that they can. Pray that everybody is safe, and that you will help them all get through this terrible tragedy of everything that's happened. We do know that everything happens for a reason, and that this is what happens, and everybody is coming together, and we just pray that, you know, everything is done and that everybody is safe down in Japan. In your name we pray. Amen. And now we're going to have a minute of silence followed by "Hold the Hand That Holds the World" by Starfield. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Hold the Hand That Holds the World by Starfield. They're a Christian band, and they've got a lot of good stuff, actually. Calvin, you were looking at something about donations for Japan, if you want to tell that to our listeners.
All right, sure. So everybody that's listening live here on Where the Wind Blows, we are on Centennial On Demand. And as you all know, there was a degree of devastation that's happened in Japan. 8.9 earthquake has struck and hit a Japanese city by the name of Sendai. So to donate money, all you have to do is visit our page at facebook.com/wherethewindblows, and we have the information. And we'll also give it to you live, since if you're not on our Facebook page, you can visit redcross.ca, or you can call toll-free at their number at 1-800-418-1111. Or if you have a cell phone in handy, you can text the word, all in capitalized, Asia, that's A-S-I-A, to 30333, and that will make a one-time donation of $5 through the Red Cross that will be delivered to Japan.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. Help out in any way you can, guys, because that's quite the catastrophe that's happening out over in Japan. So, you know, whatever you guys can do, you know, it's definitely something, whatever you can do to help, whether it's just by prayer or donations or just whatever you can. I'm pretty sure the people of Japan would be greatly appreciated for all the help you guys can give. So talking about the tragedy in Japan, how it all started, was this Friday morning, was it not?
This was like Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon?
Yes.
Friday afternoon.
In Japan time.
In Japan time. So that would have been, oh God, I don't even know what the time
around
difference is.
Around 2 to 3?
Wasn't it like 4?
It would have been
4:30 around 4:30
a.m.
4:30 this time.
Oh, it's 4:30 like right now?
So it's actually 4:30 probably.
Let's
like
continue.
Okay, anyways. But it was
I'm not good with math.
It was 8.9 on the Richter scale, if I'm not mistaken. That earthquake hit just outside of Japan and then caused a tsunami just destroying the east coast of the country. And with that earthquake and that tsunami actually moved the entire country 8 feet. Normally, a country moves, or the continents move generally 10 centimeters a year, but the force of this earthquake caused Japan to move 8 feet, which is absolutely just crazy. So, and that all happened just in a matter of, you know, a couple hours. And now there's a volcano happening over there. A volcano erupted. And now there's the
nuclear power
plants. The nuclear power plants that are that are leaking, and radiation is everywhere. And, you know, everybody's affected over there, and it's a disaster over there, ladies and gentlemen. And any way you can help, prayers, anything you can do would be greatly appreciated of the people of Japan. One thing that I've noticed is a lot of, when things like this happen, communities really come together. And it's great to see. It's great to see that communities are able to come together and, you know, help each other out. And by doing so, you know, everybody becomes closer, and you really see what people are, I wouldn't say are really like, but you see a completely different side of people. And I believe that's the type of people that we should see every single day, not only during times of crisis, but also in our everyday lives. For example, you know, being in Toronto all the time, there's a lot of homelessness, poverty, simple things like that. Well, I wouldn't say simple, but things like that. Yet, the community doesn't exactly come together as a whole for the little things. And it's kind of upsetting that it takes a big thing like this in order to bring everybody together.
Exactly.
What's your thoughts on that?
It's like bringing us back to global citizenship class, man.
Oh, here we go.
But yeah, it's really devastating that all these massive like devastations are happening in Japan one after the other. And a lot of people are currently still missing or probably still alive under like a lot of rubble. So you got to think about how you can put your shoes into their shoes, yourselves into their shoes, and to be missing like a family member or possibly your whole family missing or killed in this devastation. It's really devastating. On top of that, I remember I was watching CTV one night, and Tom Brown, one of the weather reporters here in Toronto, he mentioned that if this tsunami was to happen into Toronto, most of Toronto, south of Finch probably, would be flooded.
Wow.
So, like, imagine how massive that would be. Most of Toronto would be flooded right now.
That's absolutely crazy.
So
just think of that. If you live south of Finch, then you would just not be here.
You're floating on top of your car.
Downtown Toronto would be gone. So
that's absolutely, that's just, it's crazy. And it's unfortunate that it takes massive, massive things like this just to bring your community together.
Mm-hmm.
I go to this church in Ajax. It's called Catch the Fire. And we have, excuse me, we have the theme for this year is Love Our City. And I believe that this whole thing happened in Japan is something that it fits in absolutely perfectly with the theme this year here in our church, that, you know, love the city, you know, help the city, you know, that's why the city is, you know, there. We, in order for a city to work, we all have to work together. We don't just let the government run itself, because if you let the government run itself, I mean, because the government needs your support, they need your input. You know, the councilors and the mayor, they can't do things themselves. They need, and not just like politically, but just in our general communities, you know, just help one another, you know, things like that. Just it's sad that it takes a world, like a global disaster, or just a national disaster, sorry, to bring communities together. What are you saying on this, Zach?
I completely agree with what you guys are saying, that it's amazing how everybody is coming together for this, just like how they did in Haiti during the earthquake. But at the same time, it is very depressing that it takes such a disaster, such a huge thing like this, mm-hmm. for people to say, oh, come on, let's go help. Because Japan has been having earthquakes for ever. Sure, it's all, most of it is minor. They've gotten used to it. They're thinking, oh, this is nothing. When the earthquake hit, they thought, oh, I'm used to this. But then added the tsunami, the volcano, and the nuclear reactors to all that. It's just crazy. I just think it's completely insane that it takes something this huge.
I completely agree. It's really sad that it takes that much to bring a community together. It really does. It's very upsetting. It's sad, really, because, you know, you bring this you've got this community, you know, you've got your neighbors, you got your family, you got your friends, you know. But what about the person who's walking down the street? The person who, you know, sitting on the side of the road, you know, with these baggy clothes and a coffee cup, you know, begging for change. You know, normally I never really, and I'm going to be completely honest with you guys, I never really used to give any change to the homeless, because I used to think, oh, they're just going to go out and buy booze and they're going to buy their drugs. But you quickly see that that's not the case. I mean, you know, every homeless man or woman has a story of how they got there. And it's not always, you know, it's not always the fact that, you know, oh, you know, it's their choice to be there. They got into alcohol. They got into drugs. It's not always just that. You know, sometimes things happen. You know, you lost your wife. You lost your kids. You know, you lost your home. And that puts you into a state of depression. You know, you don't have a job. You lose your job. And then you don't have nothing. I mean, everybody has a story. And something that a friend of mine and I are doing this year, this summer, is we're going to go downtown and we're just going to sit down, you know, with a few homeless people and just talk. What's your story? You know, just tell us your story. You know, we'll listen, because I'm sure that they all have a story and they all want just somebody to listen. I mean, it's something that I'm looking forward to doing, and I think it'd be a really interesting thing to do. How would you guys kind of bring your community? I mean, you see all this stuff happen in Japan. How would you guys bring your own communities together? I mean, not just talking to the people in the studio here, but anybody who's out there listening, you can talk to us via Skype. We're Wind Blows Radio on Skype. Twitter, we are twitter.com/wherewindblowsare, and facebook.com/wherethewindblows. You can let us know how you would bring your community together. You can give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. That is, you know, if you want to tell us how you would bring your community together, and we're going to read those after the music break. We're going to set you back in time about a decade or so, and we're going to start you off with, I think most of you guys who are from the 90s know this music. We're going to start you off with the Backstreet Boys with The Call, and we're going to, if you do have anything that you would contribute that you want to do with in your community, what you would do to bring your community together, not just in a world crisis like this. Like I said, give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Send us a tweet at twitter.com/wherewindblowsare. Add us on Skype, Where Windblows Radio. And we will be right back. The time is now 7:19, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Here is the Backstreet Boys with The Call.
Hello?
Hi, it's me. What's up, baby? I'm sorry. Listen, I'm going to be late tonight, so don't stay up and wait for me, okay?
Where are you?
Wait, say that again?
Hello?
You're running up now. I think my battery must be low. Listen, if you can hear me, we're going to this place nearby, all right? Gotta go.
Let me tell you the story about The Call that changed my destiny. Me and my boys went out just to end up in misery. Was about to go home when there she was standing in front of me. I said, hi, I got a little place nearby. Wanna go? I should have said no. Someone's waiting for me. But I got my girl up and said, listen, baby, I'm sorry. Just wanna tell you, don't worry. We'll be right back.
surround you. Bring tears to your eyes and all that surround you are secrets and lies. I'll be your strength, I'll give you hope, keeping your faith when it's gone. The one you should call. Standing there all alone, and I will take you in my arms and hold you right where you belong till the day my life is through. This I promise. Yes, I promise you. I've loved you forever in lifetimes before, and I promise you never will you hurt anymore. I give you my word, I give.
You're listening to Eric Terry and Calvin Wong, live on Where the Wind Blows, on Centennial Internet Radio.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help,
when I was younger, so much younger than today.
Anybody's help in any way.
Now, but now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Help by the Beatles. And before that, we had This I Promise You by NSYNC and The Call by the Backstreet Boys. So we said that we'd let you know if we had anything from if what you would do in your communities. Stephanie was talking to us on Skype. And she said, through the churches and our other religious organizations coming together, as well as schools to raise money, clothing, and organize shelters, and in the event of an emergency such as the crisis in Japan. Nice. Okay. That's a crisis. But, you know, that works too. That's good. So, Calvin, I do you have that article up?
Yes, I do.
All right. I found an article earlier today on thetorontosun.com, and I posted it up on Facebook. So if you like, you can read along, and Calvin's going to read you the article.
All right. So the title is called American Gives Up Sobriety for Lent by QMI Agency, I guess. Jay Wilson says he will subsist on nothing but beer and water for 46 days. The home brewer and beer blogger vowed to give up all food and drink for Lent with the exception of beer and water. In quotations. The idea came to me a couple years ago, and it didn't really make sense then. My wife quickly pointed out, end quotation, the 38-year-old Iowa man told the Chicago Tribune. But now, apparently, it's more logical. Wilson bulked up an extra 20 pounds and brewed a special beer to help keep himself alive during Lent. The 12-ounce serving, each containing about 300 calories and are roughly 6.7% alcohol. He'll drink four of them per day. He told the newspaper that he plans to consult a doctor regularly during his fast and doesn't intend to be drunk at all during the 46-day stunt.
How do you not drunk with that?
That's a good question.
Now that's actually kind of funny, just because that, well, Lent is something that you give up that you enjoy, but I don't understand why you would kind of, well, just give up being sober. Like, do you actually enjoy being sober, or do you enjoy being drunk? Because I know the majority of the population enjoys being drunk. I saw this. I thought it was kind of funny, and 12 ounces servings, 300 calories, and 6.7% alcohol. And how many is he drinking that a day? Like four? Four of those a day? Four of those a day for... Wow. That's interesting. That's definitely something I've
How much alcohol are in those?
6.7%. And that is 12 ounces for those in one day.
Yeah, how do you not get drunk? Really, because you have to space those out like extremely.
I'd say, yeah. I don't think you can't exactly space them out that much in that amount of time.
Yeah, 16 hours. That's like a beer every 4 hours. you're gonna get drunk, man. Don't fool yourself.
It's sober. Sorry. How do you stay sober? Like, your mic isn't on, Calvin. You gotta keep on top of that.
How do you stay sober like that, though?
That's the point.
That's the whole point. So, but so weird. It's funny because he says he doesn't plan on being drunk. Yet the title of the article is "American Gives Up Sobriety for Lent."
Mm-hmm.
So, he kind of completely contradicts himself.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I'm not going to be drunk throughout the entire thing, but I'm giving up being sober.
For Lent, I'm going to jump off the wagon so someone else can sit on it.
What the hell does that mean? I'm going to give up being sober for Lent, but you know, I'm not going to be drunk. You know,
I'm pretty sure he was drunk when he made that statement.
I was. I think he already started at that point.
Yeah.
Makes a little. I think it's funny how this.
It was after he tested that beer.
I love how it's funny. I was like, the idea came to me a couple years ago. It didn't really make sense then. My wife pointed out, but now apparently it's more logical.
How?
Divorce.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. This is my wife. It doesn't say ex-wife, but my wife. So I
assume there are some difficulties in the marriage going on. So I was like, you know what? I'm making a better beer.
Nice.
That's awesome. Did you give it anything for Lenzac? Bad boy.
I actually tried, but then I forgot about it. And you just reminded me about Lent, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I did give up something. I forget what it was, though, but I don't think I've broken it, so.
I gave up pop.
Mm. Oh, that's going to be hard.
Yeah, originally I was giving up McDonald's, but I realized how hard that would be since a lot of us go to McDonald's
yeah.
regularly. So I was like, I don't know, because... That's just because I could sit there at McDonald's. Everybody else around me is having like a Big Mac or something along those lines. And I'm sitting there with like my sandwich that I made at home. Well, I just smell the fries. You know, I smell. It's like, oh. And it's also even more tempting to give up pop because I've just rediscovered that the corner store across the street from the school sells vanilla Coke.
That's gotta suck.
So tempting. It's like, oh, I can't just... No.
So how much longer is there of Lent? As I said, I lost track of time.
Easter Sunday. A couple weeks. It just started like last week.
So yeah, a couple more weeks.
Do you know how to count? 40 days, 40 nights.
I'm not good at math. Leave me alone.
You can probably look it up somewhere. I believe it's late April is when... Easter's coming along, so it'll prove interesting that I'm going to be giving up Lent. I'm giving up Lent for Lent this year.
Screw Lent.
giving up pop. That's what I'll do next year. I'll give up Lent for Lent.
That's what I've done this year.
giving up pop for Lent. I was like, oh.
I'll try to do next year?
What's that?
See if I can actually get through it. Give up chocolate. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
No,
I couldn't do that. It's always around my house. It's like, oh, like my mom has these little bowls with like Smarties and, you know,
and look, I'm eating
little Hershey's Kisses.
Smarties right now. Like, I don't know if I'll be able to do it.
That is not a good, that's bad. I got Robbie on the Facebook chat and he says, coffee is a good thing to give it up. Is that something you're doing? Because we did that 1 year and I don't think that's a good idea to do that again. Rob is my dad. He gave up coffee 1 year. We're never doing that again.
Yeah.
That was a bad choice. Yeah, we're making sure that we're not doing that again because, well, that was probably one of the worst 40 days spans of my life. It was very grumpy.
Yeah.
So we're not doing that. I don't think I'll be doing that again. Kelvin, do you do the whole Lent thing?
I'm not religious.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
So, I can kind of give up stuff, but it's like you guys do it. Like, holy crap, that's hard. I can't give up something that I really like. I just can't.
Well, that's why it's called sacrifice.
Yeah,
but
I can't sacrifice anything.
But yeah,
give up DJ.
I'm pretty
see how
sure.
that works.
No,
you wouldn't be able to do that in a million years.
No.
Stephanie's on the Skype again, and she says, "My mommy every year gives up chocolate covered almonds. It never works. She gives up within within the first week." She said a lot of people give up smoking for Lent too.
That doesn't work.
Stephanie says she's giving up meat. I don't know how you're going to be able to do that because you're vegan. So I don't know because that's kind of already established. So, alrighty. On that note, guys, we're going to send you to another music break. When we come back, we're going to be playing 20 questions. I'm going to tell you what the prize is now because I didn't tell you earlier. Prize this week is a signed poster from the host, which would be Zach, Kelvin, and myself, and also Erin, because she's been on this show quite a few times, and we're getting her to send the poster as well. So we got that. That is your. Pardon me. That's your prize, Starbucks. And then we'll see who wins. There is. Oh yes, that's right. Also, just sitting down having Starbucks with all of us is also part of that. Unfortunately,
having a nice chat.
Having a nice chat about the show. over a nice coffee mocha or whatever it is. So now remember, I know that somebody was telling me, oh, I'm going to win your show. I'm going to win 20 questions. I'm going to just establish that you cannot use Google. You know who you are. Because that is what is called cheating. So you cannot use search engines and no research, because that just defeats the purpose of guessing.
One thing I don't understand is, how are you supposed to use Google? Because it's like, you're given hints. It's common sense, because you're given hints and you can ask questions and it's like yes or no.
Exactly.
What, are you supposed to put every single hint into Google and figure out what it is by that?
You could try. Alrighty, guys. So the time is now 7:40. We're going to send you to a quick music break. It's only a couple songs today, because obviously it does take us a little while to play 20 questions. So we're going to start you off with... apparently that's not the right song. We're going to start you off with Hey There Delilah by the Plain White Tees. And that's coming up at you right now.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
My friend, you could.
Ladies and gentlemen, Third Eye Blind by... No, sorry, that's a lie. Jumper by Third Eye Blind was what you just heard. And before that, we had Hey There, Delilah by The Plain YTs. Alrighty, so it's that time of the show again. We're playing 20 questions. For those of you who are listening right now... What? What?
Put our mics on.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I was like, what?
Whoopsie. For those of you who are listening and you do not know how to play 20 questions, here's how it works. I am a person, place, or thing. Well, I think of a person, place, or thing. And you ask, you have 20 questions. Kelvin keeps track of the questions and all the answers.
That's right.
So he's good at all that. He's doing a spectacular job over there.
Even when he's not in the studio, he's still keeping track.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So like last week.
He's
oh,
epic. Yeah. Kelvin is epic. But anyways, the excuse me. So what happens is you'll ask me a question, whether it's via the phone, whether it's via Skype, Twitter, or Facebook, you will ask me a question. So Facebook, obviously facebook.com/wherethewindblows, twitter.com/wherewindblowsare, and you can give us a shout, 416-289-5000, extension 8615, and you can add us on Skype, which is Where Wind Blows Radio. And so how it works, you'll ask me a question. For example, let's say you ask, let's say I'm a BlackBerry. So you'll ask, and I obviously I don't tell you this, and that is not the answer this week, by the way.
Are you a fruit?
Am I a fruit? No, I'm not a fruit.
Are you sure about that?
I meant the device. So if, for example, you ask me a question, I can only answer yes or no.
Do you have a messenger?
I do. So it's kind of things like that, yes or no, and you only have 20 questions, and if you can get it before 20 questions... There is a winner. The prize this week is a signed poster by all of us here in studio, plus Erin, because she's here quite a lot. Yeah. And with that, and also you get to sit down and have some Starbucks with the guys here, with the guys and the gal here. Alrighty, so now we start, and 20 questions begins. I'll start with a couple people in the studio here. If you have, it just to get the ball rolling here.
Well, start off with your hint.
My hint? Right.
Are you a person, place, or thing? This should be an easy one, Mr. Host.
I guess I'm a person. I'm a person. I'm a person.
Okay, we're gonna go with that.
Okay, I'm a person. Remember, you guys, you have about 5 minutes. We have between now and 8 o'clock before you guys can finish your. Before we are done for the night. Question one is: are you a person? And I said yes.
Okay.
So, pardon?
That was a
you
hint.
You have a microphone. That was a hint. That was an actual question. That was a hint. So it was, I am a person is what I am. And
now it's you, number one.
Now
question.
We actually, now we start the guessing, and we go, we have open Facebook, Twitter, and Skype. You can access us either way. Steph has asked us, are you fictional? No. I'm not fictional. Okay. No, I'm not fictional. I am not fictional. Did you what? Okay. No, I'm not fictional. That's a good question, Steph. I am very much real. If that makes any kind of sense whatsoever, I am very real. Also, for those of you who are still listening, you can play you can play through Facebook, which is facebook.com/wherethewindblows. Right on the wall, you can also get a hold of us via the phone 416-289-5000 extension 8615. You can also pardon me. You can also contact us via Skype, which is Where Wind Blows Radio, and Twitter is Where Wind Blows Are. You can find us there. Steph asked us, are you alive? Yes. I'm very much alive. Very, very, very much alive. I'm going to be checking my Facebook here, and what the heck just happened? Oh, that's interesting. I don't know what happened, but it's really interesting. My Facebook just went all funky on me. That's better. Pardon?
It went wonky.
That's what happens. So
Mark Zuckerberg
keep us
did fail.
So keep us that's what Mark Zuckerberg does. So I'm just keeping an eye on everything here, guys. Facebook, Twitter, Skype. So everybody, if you're out there listening, don't be afraid, because there's a prize involved. You've got Starbucks, you've got a signed poster, and you're also going to be a guest host for the day. And I think we've got somebody who's actually pretty close to narrowing it down already. I think so.
Okay.
Maybe I'll delay that to see if we can get other people to listen as well.
Delay it if they've already. Yes.
Steph has asked. Oh no, we've got somebody else typing here. We'll give them a chance. Maybe see what they say, and then we'll get to Steph's. We'll get to Steph's question. Somebody asked me, "Are you a celebrity?"
Kind of
a celebrity. I guess you could say I'm a celebrity. Kind of. Steph just asked me, "Are you a deity?" He said, "Deity." Are you a deity? I am D-I-E-T-Y, Calvin.
For those of you who don't know how to spell it out there.
In case. are you a deity? Yes, I am a deity. Jeez, these people are just too good. Seriously.
I think Steph's reading your mind or something.
That's not very fair. That's not fair to the other, however many listeners we've got.
Either that or she just really wants to be in the studio again.
Again.
Props to
and,
Steph.
And she probably really wants some Starbucks too. So we'll see.
As long as she's not paying.
Well, I have to pay for the Starbucks. That's kind of in the contract, you know.
Yeah. Wouldn't be fair.
We've got four questions already, and Steph asked if am I allowed to win. I'm not sure if that would be considered a question.
What was the question?
Am I allowed to win?
Oh yeah, well, that doesn't count as a guess, but.
Yeah, sure. I guess so. I wouldn't say it's really fair for you not to be able to win. So yes, I guess you could say you could win. And somebody asked the same question again. Are you a celebrity? That question was answered, and I am sort of a celebrity. If you are listening,
okay. Let's just narrow this down a bit. Let's just narrow this down.
No. That's not your job. People are getting pretty close here.
So what we have so far,
Calvin's gonna keep you guys in the loop.
So I'm not fictional. The hint was I'm a person. Second question is, I'm alive.
We have an answer.
We have an answer. Of a celebrity.
Is someone
answering? I'm a deity.
I swear to the guys, this is not rigged at all.
Yes.
But we do have.
We have a winner.
We do have a winner.
Already?
I'm guessing Steph.
Yeah. What are the odds?
Congratulations, Steph.
What is the answer?
We didn't even give. We can't give a congratulations if we haven't given the answer yet.
Yeah.
Oh, did she get it right? Did she get it right?
She asked, "Are you God?"
Well, then I had reason to go ahead.
Well,
yeah.
I had to give the answer first. Yes, Steph, I am God. Congratulations. Here you are, and you'll be in studio. Whenever you choose to be, we're gonna get you. We're gonna get Steph on Skype here. We're gonna get an audio call. Hopefully, this works this time. I'm setting this up, guys. You guys continue to.
Okay. Sure, but so, Eric Terry's not really God.
Okay,
it's just part of the 20 questions.
It's a 20. I'm not God. I do not claim
to be
God.
Just to let you guys know.
So, congratulations to our second in a row winner, Steph. Well, not in a row because she didn't win last week, but you know what I mean. This is her second time winning 20 questions, and her prize this week is a signed poster of Where the Wind Blows, by the hosts. Oh, we got Steph.
We're Skyping Steph here. Hello, Steph.
Hi.
Hi. Are you currently? Did you turn on? Did you mute your radio?
Oh no.
That's a good idea to do that.
Yeah, I know.
You're good now.
Oh.
Are you good now? You good?
Yep.
You good? Okay. So congratulations, Steph. You have won our prize for this week: a signed poster and Starbucks with the guys and the gal. So your guess was God, and you won. So where did you come up with the are you a deity question? How did you?
Well, I mean, you said that you were kind of a person.
Oh yeah, I shouldn't have said that.
Need to be more decisive.
And you're kind of a celebrity too, and then you said you were very much alive.
I am very much alive.
And that's a common thing for people to, like, God is very much alive. Like, it's just
okay, gotcha. Alrighty, so you've won the signed poster and along with Starbucks with us all, and guest co-hosting once again here on the show.
Yay!
And we will get back to you on as to when you will. We'll figure out when you will be coming into the studio. So we'll arrange a date. So once again, congratulations, Stephanie, and to all you people out there. You gotta really get on the ball, because you know. I think some of us in the studio, not me, of course, are might be getting a little tired of seeing the same people in the studio. Not me, of course. You've been here twice. You've won once. No. You've been here twice.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways.
I was in the studio once.
Pardon?
I was only in the studio once.
Yeah, okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for today. Yes, oh, that's right. You were here once. Right. My bad. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for today. And thank once again, Steph, stay there, and we will be in contact with you. Don't go away. We have 2 minutes to play an 8-minute song. This should be fun.
Yeah, this will be fun.
No matter, we can go over time. My show doesn't start till 8:30.
We'll do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so once again, Stephanie, congratulations, and we'll be right with you. Don't go away. Oops, wrong one. Okay, don't go away. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is all the time we have for today. So right now, we're going to leave you off with... Meatloaf with Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. On behalf of everybody here in the studio, I'm Eric Terry.
And I'm Kelvin Wong.
And I'm Zach Murillo from The Jukebox.
And tune in half an hour for The Jukebox. It's going to be a good show this week.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. And we are sending you to Paradise by the Dashboard Lights with Meatloaf. Have a good night. Kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night.
Before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me a wife? Do you love me? Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it, I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it, I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Yes or no? What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no?
Let me sleep on it, baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Well, let me sleep on it. Sleep on it.